This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Gator is out. Mike Stone is in. Hello, Stoney. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah?
You good?
I'm great.
Good.
I'm great.
I mean, hey, we're at the home of the 2035 U.S. Open.
So, yeah, and I expect by that time, I think my game will have come around.
Yeah. Oh.
And I hope to be out there and not here, but
yeah, I hope
maybe
to be,
not.
I hope not. I hope to be here.
Just to be here.
Just to be here.
That's probably more realistic goal than the one I'm setting. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've been good?
I've been pretty good. Played a lot of crappy golf over the weekend.
Did you?
Hey, I had some fun, so that's a good thing.
How many rounds?
I played 18 on Friday and was a thrilling 106, and then 9 yesterday with a much better 51.
Okay. Well, yeah. It is better. Well, you were trending to be better.
Yeah.
Well,
not too good.
As long as you're having fun.
Yes, exactly. That's the key.
Yeah. And it's like we're here for the 5th annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic. Been here in the past. And certainly, you know, all part of what brings great sporting events to Metro Detroit, including the Grand Prix over the weekend. I hope
yes.
People had fun with that, and I do want to talk to fans that went down and checked that out throughout the day. Did you see much of it?
I saw about 15, 20 minutes because I was watching something. I was watching, actually, the French Open.
Okay. Roland Garros?
Yes, because Alcaraz was playing. It was a pretty good match at the time against American Ben Shelton. But then I'd flip around to the Grand Prix just because I'm not a big, huge race guy. I just wanted to see how the city was portrayed, and it was gorgeous.
You know, it's really cool.
Perfect day.
Just running through the streets of Detroit, you know, NASCAR does their thing in Chicago now. There's going to be a Mexico City race. It's such a more exciting backdrop to events when you just plop them down. It feels like sports in the natural habitat, even though it's not. Like, racing
right.
takes place on tracks, but you put them on our streets. And it's for some reason to me, it's way more relatable.
Oh yeah,
even when it's not in our city, if I see it's on some sort of city street, I'm like, okay, I can watch this because I can drive there.
And watching, and my kids had no idea what was going on, and they were sitting there. Dad, there doesn't seem to be any room for anybody to like make pass.
Right.
I said, well, that's part of this type of racing. And I had this ridiculous idea that maybe I should have thrown in the strange observations. Obviously, I don't think we can do it now. Politically. However, wouldn't it be cool if they could set up the course where it goes through the tunnel,
yes.
into Canada, loop it around, and come through so you have two countries in one race?
It would be really cool. Again, feasibility, probably a challenge.
Yeah.
But would it be cool? Of course.
Yeah.
Is it realistic? Probably not.
No.
But, you know, maybe some creative minds at some point can put it together.
Right.
But anyway, if you were down there, we'd love to know what you liked, what you didn't like. It's always cool to have an event like that, and you know, it was kind of a strange race. I'm not sure. I might be wrong on this, and again, I was flipping around because I was watching a lot of Tigers. The NCAA baseball tournament's wild this year, and so I was taking that in over the weekend. I do think there was only one pass at the front.
See,
and that can lead to less than thrilling racing, and it came late after the. It wasn't after the red flag, I don't believe, but yeah, Kyle Kirkwood, who had a damaged front right wing, managed to pull off a pass late, and I think that was the only pass at the front of the pack. There were other people that were in first place, but it was always somebody pits and a new guy's in first, and then he pits and...
Sounds like our hockey team with fractured right wings. It certainly was not that exciting of a race, because as a novice race guy, put it this way, to me, you're kind of in a weird way. You don't want to see anybody get really hurt. You want to see crashes.
See, I used to believe that until I saw one. And when I saw one, I thought it's scary. So... I mean, when I say saw one, I mean, I was at a track when there was a bad wreck, and, you know, that feeling where suddenly the sport doesn't matter, did I just watch somebody get seriously injured or worse? And so I used to have that exact thought, and that wreck late was kind of scary. And there was a little bit of, hey, this might have been the track was so bumpy it caused the suspension to fail talk, but...
Don't mention the bumpy tracks. That sent the F1 drivers out of here.
Well, yeah. And it is what it is if you're going to ride on streets. But we'll get more into that a little bit later on. Tigers, their last RBI came Friday night, but they split.
Yeah.
You know, they find a way to get a win, which was absolutely awesome considering their offense went away, but the pitching was awesome.
Yeah, spectacular. And look, you look at the three-game series, they scored, I believe, what, 8 runs total and had 18 total hits.
Yeah.
So if I tell you, you're going to have 3 games, you're going to score 8 runs, 18 total hits, you're going to think you're lucky to win a game, let alone you're probably going to get swept. And they win the series 2-1, which is, it just shows you what this team does. Yesterday, McKinstry with the triple and the heads up, and he goes into third base. I mean, that was huge because the usually unflappable Salvi Perez does not come up, but I didn't think it was really his fault, but normally, if McKinstry, most guys are staying second, they probably don't score.
Right. Well, and that's what this team has been great at, is getting the extra 90 and capitalizing on, like, that's an example of it getting them a win, right?
Right,
that's where it gets you a win. Now, I know there was some angst about the results Saturday. If you think A.J. Hinch made a big mistake by taking Tarek Skubal out of the game after 7 shutout innings in a scoreless game, then I think that is comes from a place of foolishly overvaluing the meaning of that game in May and you not seeing the big picture. And on top of that, if you're a manager and you don't have to do much when Skubal pitches, giving up 1 run, the manager's done a decent job when you give up 1 run.
Correct. Look, it's because he came off of what he did last Sunday with the Maddox. He was at, 88 pitches when they took him out. Look, could he have gone another? Yeah, obviously, physically, he could have. Should he have gone maybe another inning and at least start him the inning? And if somebody gets on base, take him out? Maybe. It's not that big of a deal. But what it did show to me, and listening to this radio station a little bit on the weekend, people were going crazy, social media. It shows right now, thankfully, in the summer, it's kind of a baseball town again.
Not
more than football, obviously, but people really care, and they're passionate. And, you know, people are trying to, well, what's this going to mean down the road with signing him? And no. It's not that big of a deal. If this is a playoff game, that's a different story.
Yeah, there's no
question.
And I
think AJ completely manages different if it's a playoff game or a huge game.
There's no doubt that he manages different if it's a playoff game or a World Series game or something like that. He's going back out there for the 8th inning. And you know, that's why you don't pitch him now.
Yes.
You don't empty the tank now so you can later.
Yes. The question, though, is, well, come on, is one inning, let's say 12, 15 pitches, hopefully going to ruin him to empty the tank? You know, I don't think so either. But it's nothing – I'm not going to die on a hill on it, which in the past I probably would have. I would have kept him in personally, but it's not that – I didn't think it was a big deal. I don't think that's why they lost the game, because they probably weren't going to score anyway.
They lost the game because they didn't score.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not they went scoreless.
Yes.
You know, if the manager has to leave the pitcher in longer than he wants because your offense didn't score, I think that's a massive mistake in May.
Yeah.
It's May. And on top of that, when you built a big lead in a division, and they got a 6-game lead now in the division, when you built a lead in the division, I'm not saying you're sacrificing a game, but you also are relying on what has been a strength of this team, the bullpen. Now, there's been some shoddy outings of late.
Yes.
But what are you doing if you've got a lead in the division It's not particularly close. It's not this massive gap, but you got a reasonably healthy lead in the division. You've got a good bullpen. It's May. You have World Series aspirations. This, to me, is a simple choice. And if it means they sacrificed a game with the idea of better things down the road, I don't think there's anything wrong with having faith in bullpen.
Do you think if they were up 1-0 at the time, you would have kept them in one more inning?
No. I don't think. I think it was, hey, you just had a complete game, even though the pitch count wasn't out of control. We're not going to do this. We're not going to take any unnecessary chances, right? So
yeah, you mentioned the 6-game lead. By the way, Doug, the magic number is 98.
You want to do if the playoffs started today? It'd be magic.
No, that I'm not doing. Yeah. But I could look. But I'm not doing that.
So Tigers in Chicago for 4. We will get some Tiger discussion throughout the day. 248-539-9797. Mondays also mean Champ and Chump. Get your Champ and Chump of the weekend. Who had the best weekend that you want to say salute to you, sir? Who had a rough weekend that you think should be called out? I can't wait to get to my Chump. Get your Champ and Chump votes in at 248-539-9797. We do it every Monday here on the Carson Anderson Program. Stoney is in for Gator today. I got some line stuff the guys were talking about this morning that we'll get to. It is Carson Anderson. Thanks for being with us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. That's right. You want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right there inside the app and see who's eating up. Now, they do have the option of same-game parlays, even after game start, live prop bets. I'm not big into the same game parlays, but what I am big into is this offer they have for new customers. It's not too late to get in on the action. You can get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So go to FanDuel.com/Doug today. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. Find a money line, a heavy favorite, and just place a money line bet. Your $5 bet won't return much, but then you have the $200 in bonus bets to do with whatever you want. Also, take advantage of all the profit boosts. That's something I do pay attention to. The profit boosts where, again, you can take a favorite on the money line and actually get a decent return with that profit boost. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Gators out today, and Stoney is in. Let's get to your phone calls. Don't forget your Champ and Chump votes. We'll start tallying those up. Stoney and I will have ours today at 10:35 from Oakland Hills in the 5th Annual Game Above Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic. Let's go to Paul. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Paul?
Hey, morning, fellas. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to
you. I had a trade... wondering what you guys are thinking as far as Alex Bregman. And hear me out for a quick second. He got a 3-year deal from Boston instead of the 6-year deal that he wanted. He's got a player out after each year, and he's having a great season, and he could opt out, right? So let's just say Boston's not doing very well. What are the possibilities we could end up with them this year anyways?
I would think it's probably slim, but it's an interesting phone call to pursue. He's out right now with an oblique. You don't know how he's going to respond to that. So if it was to be made right now without medical faith, I wouldn't do it. But it's, you know, look, because he could opt out, because the Red Sox are playing poor at the deadline, if that's correct, Paul, I don't think you're going to have to give up a top 10 prospect to get him.
It could end up getting the third baseman we wanted, right? Hey, the other thing real quick, I don't know if you saw the article this weekend, but Justin Verlander was interviewed, and he was talking about Skubal in particular and how they need to ride that horse deeper into games. And I have this conspiracy theory that Skubal had him say that on his behalf. I don't know. I just don't want it to become an issue. I want you don't want to piss off your horse. You know what I mean?
Well, a couple things here. First of all, I honestly don't care what JV had to say about our stud. No. Like I don't. It has no basis in any. Shouldn't influence AJ Hinch. This is a now, quite frankly, a pitcher for another team, and we appreciate his time here, but I'm good. I mean,
and I think he's like everybody else. We love watching Scuba pitch.
We love watching him pitch. JV is speaking out from a pitcher's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it's up to – I think I have full faith that AJ Hinch is going to do what's in the best interest of the Detroit Tigers in an effort to win the World Series. And so let's get Scuba in some of those postseason games and give him a chance to empty the tank there. Then we can have more serious discussions. As far as pissing him off, you know, you can have long-term talks with Scuba about his usage. I got to tell you, without him having the money cannon contract yet, I'm going to guess that Scuba and the Scuba camp probably would prefer that there is some care given to his health.
Yes, absolutely. Can you imagine? I mean, Boris being upset if he would have pitched an extra inning and got hurt or something?
Yes.
You have to look at that, too. I think Scuba is fine with the way AJ has managed him. Look, would he want to stay in games longer, more? Probably, but it's not a deal breaker, I don't think.
I can't imagine. You know, there's a guy at our station who's on the air quite a bit who says, is this a thing, not a thing? His name's Mike Stone.
Right.
I don't think this is a thing. No. I don't think this is a big deal at all. And, you know, the Scuba's long-term health is more important to me than maybe that. Because, I mean, there's no telling that he would have given up a run the next day.
Right, exactly.
There's no telling that he would have felt soreness the next day. Like,
right.
the alternate is unknown, and so you go, oh, they should have done that. But as far as Boston's 3.5 games out of a wild card spot.
Right.
I'm guessing they're not thinking sell. And,
no.
You know, Bregman chose not to be here. I'm not sure that Bregman would be then stoked to come here necessarily unless Boston fades.
Right.
Well, completely.
If Boston fades and he's got a chance to win, he might. And I don't think fans should hold it again. Oh, we don't want him because he said no to us before. That, to me, that's Bush League thinking, if you ask me. If they could work out a deal, which I don't think the chance of it happening are about 5%, yeah, do it.
Yeah, but there a lot of stars would have to align.
Absolutely.
I mean, now, hey, phone calls are fun.
Yes.
If I were a GM, I'd always be talking. I'd be talking to every GM all the time who's available.
I just don't like this. He hurt us. He hurt us because he didn't come here. I don't want him anymore. No, if he can help you win a World Series, you don't care about that stuff, especially since he does have an opt-out. He can leave, you know, he can be a short-term guy. Who cares?
The rejection doesn't bother you?
No, all right. Not at all.
248-539-9797. Now, it is fun when somebody rejects you and you go out and beat them.
Oh, yes.
It is fun when somebody rejects you.
No doubt.
And you're a better team.
No doubt.
It will be fun.
Yeah.
If they're putting rings on and somebody said no,
yeah,
he has every right to do what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
But AJ Hinch isn't losing sleep over it.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, the Tigers have gone out and maybe we wouldn't be seeing, like, you start thinking about what's gone right this year. You know, that's at bats away from McKinstry, who is what he is, but he's helping them win.
Right.
That's at bats away probably from Baez, who's one of the great stories in baseball.
But now, you'd rather have Bregman than go through what we went
through. Long-term sustainability is a question, but the way things have worked out, I'm not losing any sleep. Here we go. Taking Scuba out was fine, but bringing in Brisky was terrible. He has lost it. What pitch does he even have anymore that causes hitters trouble? I don't know. The previous outing, I think he was
– it was decent in the previous outing, if I'm not mistaken. But he had struggled a little bit since he got back from being injured. But maybe part of that is also, all right, let's see what I got here in a decent leverage situation, see if he can do anything.
His previous – I just got the game log on. He hadn't given up an earned run in like 6 outings.
Okay.
Has he lost it? He had 2 strikeouts the night before in 1 inning's work. So –
He had a stretch a few weeks ago that he lost.
Well, here's what you got to keep in mind, too, is when a guy is on your roster and has a role, there's going to be successes and failures. But as long as he's here, you use him how you intend to use him.
Right.
If you have decided, hey, I'm not going to put him in here because he's struggling, that's when you're moving on from a player.
Right.
You have he has AJ Hinch has faith in that guy.
And here's the other thing, because normally you'd say, all right, it's the eighth inning, maybe I'll bring, you know, Tommy Canley in, right?
Yeah.
And say, well, they knew probably this isn't a game we're scoring a lot of runs. I might, if we go to extra innings, I might need my studs in extra innings.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Today's athletes aren't conditioned to throw more than 100 pitches. You do it now, so when you ask him to do it later, it's easier to do. Amen, right?
Yeah.
Let's do some big picture thinking here. And, you know, you don't want to give a game away. Let's start with that. But you're not thinking, I'm giving it away.
No.
By taking him out of the game. There's a time and a place to empty the tank. I'm sorry, but it's probably not May.
Right.
You know, it's probably not May. You're not white flagging. You're not giving up.
No.
But it's probably not May.
And everybody assumes that if you leave Scooble in, he's going to get out of the inning, which would be the eighth, correct?
Yep.
Okay, but that's an assumption that has reason.
Yep.
The other assumption is that you leave them in, they're going to win the game. There's no assumption for that either.
No. 248-539-9797. Let's say they left him in and everything was working. They still were probably headed to extra innings.
Yes.
Because they didn't score. I don't understand the issue with Scooble being pulled or people questioning extending him because he doesn't throw at least 100 pitches. He was number 8 in innings pitched last season and 4th this season. He's still pitching deep into games. It just takes him less pitches to do so. He's efficiently dominating.
Right.
That's from an unnamed texter. I like what you said at the beginning, though. I'm not mad about people complaining.
No.
The fact that people are complaining anywhere
right.
means that the care is back.
Damn right.
I when Jim Leland was the manager, and he made the comment on the air, said, this is the city of the bunt.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you can take bunt calls after every loss. They should have
right.
bunted this guy over, should have bunted that guy over. And quite frankly, that's when baseball is at its most fun.
Yeah, he was referring to me and a couple others also.
Was it you?
Yeah, because I used to be a big bunt guy.
Yeah.
And now I can't stand the bunt. I've changed over the years because I realize analytically it makes no sense. I mean, I would say bunt a guy in the third inning. I don't care. Get a guy in scoring position. But that's the way I was raised. But it's not – it makes no sense nowadays.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know what this is? This is a new trick.
That's right. The modernization of Mike Stone.
He's going to get one of those horseless carriages next.
That's right. 248-539-9797.
Our Champ and Chump nominations today at 10:35. 97 won the ticket.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tucker, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Anderson out. Stoney is in. 248-539-9797. We are streaming with video today, even though we're on the road from Oakland Hills for the Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic. It's a Monday after the Tigers took 2 of 3. Here's what's great. Listener Scott sent us this. It's fun to wake up on Monday and listen to how everyone would fix the best team in baseball. Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, it's human nature, and it's not bad to sit there and say, okay, we have the best team in baseball. There still are some flaws. How do we make the best team in baseball even better? And that's okay.
So what we're trying to achieve here is perfection. Like, how do you get the perfect team?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no such thing. Whatever ails us right now as we try to achieve that, as we should – you're looking at everybody else's issues have been bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever our issues are, there's no denying that everybody else in baseball's issues are bigger. And we just keep getting deeper and deeper into the year. And there's no saying, like, nothing is guaranteed. That's the one thing about the baseball season is it's so long.
Yeah.
But it's hard to fluke your way into this position. And it's hard. It becomes even more of a credible deal when you think back to how last year ended. And this is just a continuation of that.
Yeah.
I still think there's probably a little bit in all these other towns that the Tigers come in, win a series, and the fans there are going, who the F are these guys?
Yeah.
You know, and they're not expecting to get beat by, you know, heads up plays. Like McKinstry even made a play at shortstop in the ninth inning. It was a tough play. He had to range over to his right, scoop it on the run, and make a great throw. And, you know, that's a player who's probably their third shortstop option.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Making a tough play to keep the ninth from getting interesting.
The question that everybody seems to have is how sustainable and how long is it sustainable? And we used to sit there and use the Sparky Anderson 40-game mark as, all right, is it real or not?
Right.
Okay, we're at 60 games right now.
Yeah.
So, and it's still sustainable so far. Now, look, we've seen some drop-offs. I mean, Javi is not hitting like he was. Torque's batting. His power's still pretty good, but his strikeouts, and it's, you know, there are things that are declining. But then again, Cole Keith's starting to heat up a little bit. Riley Green has gotten a little better. So the bullpen has been still iffy at times and great at times. The starting pitching is the fulcrum of this team because it's no matter. I mean, Keter Montero, that's two really good starts in a row he's had.
Yeah.
And boom, you know, Olsen's out for a while, Montero comes up. Mize gets hurt, his first start after the injury was not great, but you know what? It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, don't let this team get healthy.
Yeah.
Don't let Parker Meadows come back and be as good as he was at the end of last year.
Which is the other discussion for this week, because he's going to come back this week, you would assume, because he's knocking the crap out of the ball in AAA. And who goes down? Is it going to be Jay Hen? That seems to be the logical move. But you know, if we're going to sit there and nitpick and where this team needs to get, Andy Ibañez has been a little bit of a disappointment thus far. Mm-hmm. So who do you send down? I don't know.
Well, they're tough decisions to be made, yes. But this is an enviable position to be in. 248-539-9797. Mike Stoney, you ready for Champ and Chump?
I am ready.
Champ and Chump at a weekend. Who gets the salute and who needs to be called out? I will start. My champ at a weekend is the Tiger bullpen. Yesterday, 4 1/3, Holton, Lee, Canely, and Vest. They allowed 2 base runners to close out a 1-0 win. They were entrusted with a 1-run lead. They got the job done. Behold the play of the Tiger bullpen. So, good for them.
My champ is a guy that if he had any type of personality, he would probably be the biggest star in the country right now. And that's Scotty Scheffler. He is just a machine. He's unbelievable. He wins the Memorial. Defending champ wins that. He's already won the Memorial, the PGA, the Byron Nelson thus far. He is far and away the best golfer in the world right now. I don't care what rankings say. I think he is technically ranked number one, but he's unfreaking believable.
Chuck, hey, Kang, I don't know if you can hear me. Kang, can you hear me?
Barely.
I think we just lost my mic. So.
All right, here, you're the fulcrum. Go.
Hello, you got me now? Are we on the air?
Yeah, yeah, you're on the air, man. Go for it. Sorry. I cannot wait for your chump.
My chump of the weekend is the Knicks. This is straight bitter and spite. Bye-bye. You are out of the NBA playoffs. You will not be missed. Here's the mic back, Stoney.
My chump is the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't know how many people saw this, but Saturday night they hosted the Washington Nationals. And the Washington Nationals, in the top of the first inning, they scored 10 runs. They scored 9 and had 11, their first 11 guys reach base without getting an out. So any team that can allow that has to be chump-like. So the Arizona Diamondbacks are my chump of the week.
Yeah, it's got to be rough.
There were some weird games that Saturday. You had the Tigers 1-0. Milwaukee beat Philly 17-7. The Dodgers had like a football score win over the Yankees. It was really strange on Saturday.
Champ and Chump, get your votes in at 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, my champ is a Tiger pitching staff. My chump is Jim Joyce. No, I will not let go. Oh, come on.
Well, it's because today's the anniversary.
Oh, is that what it is?
15 years, yeah.
Okay. Why are people talking about pulling Scooble and not talking about scoring 0 runs? Shaking my head. So here's the thing. I mean, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, their last RBI came Friday.
Yep, 8 runs all weekend.
Yeah. Is this an issue, or did they run into a decent pitching staff and it's ebbs and flows of a season? I mean, we could talk about it. It just feels to me like in the timeline of 162 games, this is just a tick mark. Yeah, in the middle of the season.
And it's funny, the pitcher who shut them down, Waka, was probably the worst of the three that they were going to face in the series.
Yeah.
I mean, the first game was, what, Lugo, and they got some runs off of him. I believe Lugo pitched the first game. Yesterday, you know, the guy had like a 1.1 ERA going into that game. I mean, so they're facing some really good pitching. But, you know, the other thing is, let's be honest, this is what we thought they were going to be going into the season, a team with great pitching, a good bullpen, and the offense was going to be shoddy. But it's been a lot less shoddy than we thought it had been so far. So hopefully the offense can just be good enough, middle of the pack probably, still with the division going away.
From an unnamed texter, best team in baseball is a mirage. Did you guys see what the Dodgers did to the Yankees yesterday? Well, I guess if you're basing it on one day, yeah, they weren't the best team in baseball yesterday. I whether or not they're the best team in baseball to me is kind of irrelevant. It's they're in the mix.
They have the best record in baseball. Are you going to sit there and say, if the Tigers played the Dodgers, who would win? Well, we've already seen that. The Dodgers beat them the first 3 games of the season. The Dodgers beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 this weekend. So the Dodgers are terrific. We don't have to worry about the Dodgers unless we get to the World Series.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Dodgers.
Are the Yankees better than the Tigers? Yeah. I think so.
Well, the roster, like you can look at other rosters.
Right.
But aren't they getting the most out of this collection of players?
Yes.
Don't they fit, don't the parts fit together well? And I'm not saying right now, like, there aren't better rosters, at least on paper. But there's something to be said for having component parts that fit together and get the most.
Yes.
So whether or not they truly are the best team in baseball, I'm not actually even interested in having that argument, to be clear.
Because it doesn't really make
a
difference.
It doesn't matter.
The sport is the best team does not always win in baseball.
And one of the issues with baseball, and I heard it put perfectly by Tom Milliken on the morning show a couple weeks ago, when you get into the postseason, you can get baseballed. You can lose a short series because in baseball, someday it's their day and it's not yours.
The Tigers were the advantage, took advantage. Going into that series, did you think the Houston Astros are better than the Tigers?
Yes.
Who won?
The Tigers won.
Yes.
I mean, you can't, and the term is great, is it correct. You can get baseballed. You can just it's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. If everything was a seven-game series when you got into the postseason, there's less of a chance that you'll get baseballed. Mm-hmm. But in a short series, and that's why it is kind of important to get that first round bye, is to avoid a three-game series. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to say Dodgers are a better team, fine, they're 3-0 against Detroit, and okay.
Yeah.
I'm having fun leaning the fact that they got the best record.
Exactly. Enjoy the ride.
I don't think there's a worthy champ, writes an unnamed texter. Chump are the fans who say you can't criticize a team because they're good. Just enjoy. Shut up.
Well, you can still do. You can do both, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I criticize, I praise, and enjoy.
I guess it depends on the level of criticism. Like
yes,
I'll give it. You can try to get better, but I feel like we're talking about concerns. Minor concerns. We're talking about tweaks. But like the guy who says Brisky's lost it. Has he? He hadn't given up an earned run in five or six outings before that.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes he's put into high leverage situations late in games. I don't know. That to me is probably a bit over the top. 248-539-9797. The Tigers are a good team, but don't get me wrong. The Tigers are a good team, don't get me wrong. However, they're not the best team in baseball. For example, the Chicago Cubs may not have a better record, but they're certainly the better team. Fine. Whatever. Does it matter?
No.
I mean, it's fun to say.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
But it's
they have the best record.
It's good sports bar debate, it's discussion, because with baseball, we're not going to, although we did with Saturday's game, you're not going to break down every single freaking game. So you have these barroom discussions. Is this team the best team in baseball right now? Yes. I think everybody understands that the most important thing is getting in the playoffs, and then from there, roll the dice and see what happens.
One of the important measurements of how good you are is your win-loss record.
Yeah.
And it can be offered up as a useful stat.
Yes, and they are fortunate that, going into, so if you hate the city of Chicago, you have a week of hate because you have four games in Chicago and then the Cubs are here for the weekend. So obviously the Cubs are better than the White Sox. So out of these seven games, I mean, people will be disappointed if they go 5-2. To me, you know, I mean, 4-3. To me, that's the bare minimum. Just win four out of the seven. Now, if they beat the White Sox in all four and then get swept by the Cubs, that would suck because Scubo's pitching on Friday.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Stoney's in for Gator. 97.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Won the ticket. Champ and Chump, get your votes in on this Monday. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson out today. Mike Stone is in. We're from the Detroit Sports Commission Golf Classic at Oakland Hills. 248-539-9797. Some interesting rumblings. I mean, we don't need to turn this show into a, hey, can you complain about the Tigers or not complain about the Tigers?
Of course you can.
Well, of course you can complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the one thing about it is, I know this happens a lot in sports talk radio, it turns into a battle of who has higher standards. I have higher standards than you, you have higher standards than me, whatever it is. Let's just safely say, whether they actually technically are the best team in baseball or not, I'm not sure it's really particularly relevant.
Not right now, it's not.
They're firmly established as a good team that's contending for the American League.
Yeah.
And whether, because, like, I'll give you an example. Wasn't there a Seattle team that won 116 games?
Yes.
And what did they do in the postseason?
They lost. They choked. They gagged. Whatever word you want to use. They didn't win.
They didn't win at all. So nothing, the whole best team in baseball moniker is just, I mean, it's speculation and opinion.
You could argue the Tigers during their runs where they went to the World Series and lost to the Giants, even the year when they went and lost to the Cardinals, 2013, that the Tigers could have been called the best team in baseball. And did they win the World Series?
Yeah, that is determined on the field in October.
Right.
And until then, it's a snapshot and a measurement of where you are in the snapshot in time.
I mean, suppose all these things that there's not a lot. The things that people are complaining about, third base is an issue. Suppose they rectify it at third base, and let's say, for argument's sake, okay,
yep,
they get Arenado, and he plays really, really well.
Yeah.
And they get another reliever, and during the regular season, he plays really, really well. They get into the playoffs, and for some reason, the bats get cold. They get outpitched by somebody in a best of, you know, five series or whatever, and they lose. That's what happens in playoff period, but particularly playoff baseball.
Yep. You got to play your best when those games are played.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we can't play playoff games yet.
No.
In the meantime, yeah, there's a little bit of, I mean, just enjoy it. I think the only time the criticisms go over the top when you, like, if you're saying somebody's no good.
Correct.
Well, that helped you get here.
Yeah.
I mean, there are guys that have struggled, but if, you know, there's players that have usefulness that might not be the best at their job, but they've been used well by A.J. Hinch to help you win. 248-539-9797. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? All right. Hey, by the way, you brought this up in your show sheet, and we're here at a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love this observation because I cannot stress enough. I'm not mad at this person at all. I'm not mad. It is all steak and zero sizzle. Scottie Scheffler is one of the most boring superstars ever.
Yes.
He's just, and what you said about him is true on your show sheet.
Yeah. He's just so dominant. When he has a lead, 9 times out of 10, he's going to finish it up. And he's not great in everything. He's like, I think he's like 115th in like driving efficiency, you know? But when it push comes to shove, he'll make the key putt. This is a stretch. He's like the Tigers this year. Everything he does is really good. Sometimes you're not sure how he does it because he's not the prettiest guy. And like I said, he does not have a great personality. But that's okay because he's great. If he had a personality like some of the other guys and was more flamboyant, he might get more ads. He might be all over the place, you know, and actually probably set him up for more criticism. But he is unbelievable.
You don't win tournaments because you're flamboyant. You don't win tournaments because you have a great personality. For him, it feels like it's just all about the golf.
Yeah.
And yet, I'll tell you what's funny is I like to, you know, okay, weekend golf tournament after Thursday or Friday. Who's a good bet here just to finish in the top 10?
Right.
Okay, that will pique my interest in the Memorial. Okay, so how about Xander Schauffele, which is what I did yesterday. It didn't work out. But I'm looking at the odds after Thursday, and Scheffler's nowhere near the top, and he's still a heavy favorite to win the tournament.
Yeah,
and understandably so. Over 4 rounds, he just rises to the top, going out and just hitting great golf shots. And I don't know if he looks bored when he's doing it. It just...
He's a machine. I think Jim Nance even said it yesterday that he just... It's so methodical. He's so good.
Yep.
Even when he hits a bad shot, and, you know, he's like, you know, he drives and he hooks the ball a little bit. You know, you watch him pointing out 4-4. His second shot always seems to, like, get him in the right place. He's so good. And he's, you know, I think he's won close to, what, $14 million already this year. I mean, one major with two to go.
Do you like watching him play?
Yeah, because I'm jealous. I mean, not that obviously everybody's better than me, but how smooth, and he makes it look so much easier than it is.
I'm trying to think back. It was just the PGA, right?
He
rendered the last day boring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is when a guy is that good, you're sitting there and you're watching this and you're like, okay, Scheffler's going to win.
Yes.
And that. I know there's other drama. Who's finishing second? Who's finishing third? Mm-hmm. But if Scheffler's pulling away from the pack, I'm less compelled to watch.
I know, because he's not exciting.
And it's not his. I feel guilty because, right, like, I'm complaining. You're too good.
Right.
You made me not want to watch.
I know.
And
there are those listening who say, well, golf is boring to begin with. What do you expect? You're not going to see, you know, a guy go up to the tee like Happy Gilmore. Yeah, but I'm even talking about after, you know, interviews, things like that. He's just very dull, whatever. That's okay.
And it's you know, the brilliance. Like, I'm sure the golf purist is like, shut up.
Yes.
We'll just watch the brilliance.
Yes, and he's brilliant.
And he is brilliant. But more than watching the brilliance, to me, is watching the drama. And the drama doesn't mean, you know, it's personality driven. It's competition driven.
Right. Now, maybe that personality comes up. I think it's this year when they is the Ryder Cup this year, I believe.
Yeah.
And Bethpage, I think they're playing it in New York, you know, with the crazy New York crowd, and maybe him going, you know, a little mano a mano against Rory or whatever. And then that could be, maybe that's when he comes out of his shell, if you even want to call it a shell. But that's the way he's been since he's been on the tour. Very, you know. You know, the biggest story that he got biggest notice was he was arrested.
He's the only guy in sports that can get arrested, and he's not any more interesting than he was before he got arrested.
Right.
Like, honestly.
Yes.
He got arrested, and it doesn't make him any more interesting.
Right, he went out and played.
Yeah. Everybody else who gets arrested, and I'm not endorsing getting arrested, but if you get arrested, it's like part of your storyline.
Yes.
With him, it's not.
I know.
How did that happen?
It's nuts. I mean, to a different level, because he was, he didn't come out of nowhere like Scheffler kind of did.
Right.
But he was not the most exciting superstar. And people around here are going to like hit me because he's hated here. Sidney Crosby, kind of dull.
Here's the difference between Sidney Crosby and Scottie Scheffler. Sidney Crosby was on our TVs constantly.
Right.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
And every other commercial. He was very marketable. But
I always thought he was dull as hell. Great player, but dull.
Well, I'm not going to stop you for leaning into trashing Sidney Crosby.
No, I know.
I mean, go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trashing his personality when he used to be when he was younger. He was very timid. I mean, yeah, they put him in these commercials. And you know, look, he's become a great, great player,
well,
obviously.
But there's a reason why in December, if Belmont is playing Duke in college basketball, I'm probably not watching. You put that game in March, The competition and the drama makes me want to watch.
Right, and because it's in March and you can take Belmont plus 23 and have a chance.
Well, watching Scheffler down the stretch of any tournament now to me is like watching Belmont at Duke in December.
Yeah, because once he has the lead, he doesn't blow it usually.
Yeah, and good for him. More power to him. I'm not mad at him, but you're right. 248-539-9797. All right, who are your champ? Who's your chump of the weekend? Get them in. 248-539-9797. Detroit Grand Prix. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Won by Kyle Kirkwood, who drove away from everyone after the red flag late. Thankfully, no major injuries on that scary accident late in the Detroit Grand Prix. Also, we got some Lions stuff to get to, and we will next hour at 248-539-9797. Bob, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Bob.
Good morning. I watched Scheffler. First of all, it's nice to be talking about golf. We don't talk about that much, so I enjoy the golf conversation. I watched Scheffler's interview yesterday and after the tournament, and he was talking about his driving and how consistent he was into the fairways and everything. But I think what makes him a really great golfer is second shot into the pins. That guy is always 10, 15, no more than 20 feet usually away from the pin. So he's always got a shot at making a birdie. So I think his second shot is what takes him away from everybody else because he's consistently all over that pin.
And, you're right, and he makes it easy on himself. And Stoney mentioned when he gets in trouble, his ability to recover.
Yeah. he plays smart. I mean, he's not like Mickelson doing stupid things like blowing the U.S. Open and stuff like that. He's a very smart golfer, and I'd encourage everybody to go to YouTube, and there's a couple videos on Oakmont where the U.S. Open is being held. That'll give you a much greater appreciation of how hard that golf course is. And
We've seen it before. Those putts don't, those balls don't hold at Oakmont.
Bob, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. Get your votes in here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.